Manje-ke ngithanda ukuthi ngiqhubeke lapho ngagcina khona.
Now I'd like to continue where I last ended.
UNkulunkulu usibizele emngcweleni.
God has shown us His holiness. God has said, I am holy, therefore you be holy.
We are
to be holy in spirit, soul, and body. There's no sin in this world as rampant as sexual promiscuity.
UNkulunkulu ngensuku zikaNoah wabhubhisa umhlaba.
In the days of Noah, God destroyed the whole world, for they were living in the lusts of the flesh. Without any self-control. If we do not have self-control,
Nob daughter betu, nob koskazi betu,
and stay.
UNkulunkulu uzowehlisa intukuthelo yakhe nolaka lwakhe phezu kwethu.
And stay pure, especially pure sexually, in whatever state of life you are, whether you're unmarried or married, but that you are pure. If we do not keep our purity, God will bring down His anger upon us.
Ngingashukuthi. Akekho muhle njengentombazana njengowesifazana oyiphatha kahle uyiparela.
There's no one as beautiful as a girl who is clean and virgin and who lives
a good life.
She's like a pearl. She shines brighter than a diamond.
Kodwa uma wesifazane ehluleka
but the opposite is also true. If she is immoral, there's no depths to which she does not sink like an animal. The Bible also speaks about a woman. There's nothing as wonderful as a woman who is upright and pure.
There's nothing more bad than a bad woman.
Kota guko ogubi njengo wesfazan omubi.
Ayiko into worse.
Nothing worse. Than a sexually depraved person.
I don't say
by that. Boys or men are excused at all. They are just as guilty.
Owesifazane, uNkulunkulu, uma ikhuluma ngebandla lakhe, ukuthi lifanele ukuthi libe njani, ulinganisa ngentombi emsulwa.
But God chooses
ukuthi uKristu, nebandla likaKristu,
to illustrate His church, His people on earth. He uses purposefully the illustration of a virgin, and He says His church is like her.
uma eyiphethe kabi.
If she is immoral, though,
ulinganiswa nomphiko uKristu esimthola esambulweni incwadi yokugcina yeBhayibheli.
Then she is on the level of the Antichrist, which we read of in Revelations.
Afane nomphiko uKristu obe isifebe esikhulu.
And so she becomes like the whore of Babylon.
Israeli yaphuma endleleni ngenxa yokufebe nokuyiphatha kabi ngokuqhutshwa izinkanuko ezinhlobonhlobo.
Israel also went astray because of sexual promiscuity and all manner of sexual sin.
Umlando wezizwe usichazela ngokusobala ukuthi intukuthelo kaNkulunkulu iphezu kwabantu abayiphethe kabi.
And the history of nations shows clearly that God's wrath is upon those nations that are immoral.
Umuntu azakhunyelwa inhliziyo uma ibuka namhlanje emhlabeni ingane zibeletha ingane zincelisa ingane.
It breaks our hearts if we look into our world today where you see children who have babies, sometimes
even
another, two babies, she's not married yet.
And
the Bible tells us what it was like during the days of Noah.
Abantu bebe pila impilo yobunja.
People were living like wild animals, like dogs.
Izizwe eziningi zalinyazwa yilokho.
Many nations were crippled by that.
IRoma belibusa umhlaba wonke.
The Roman Empire.
Ubuso omkhulu onamandla. Kodwa wawa ngenxa yokufebe.
The Roman Empire
was
powerful, the most powerful empire in the world, but sexual immorality was on the ascendance and God's wrath came down upon
them. Nokuba nesimile sonakeleyo umuntu angayiphathi kahle.
The Greek Empire was a mighty empire at one time and it was brought down low because of whoring.
IRoma namhlanje.
What is their money?
AmaGreeki ayini namhlanje.
Today, what is
Helile?
What is Greece?
Abulawa ukuziphatha kabi obaba. Beshiwa isikhundla sabo sokubaba. Oh mama, isikhundla sokumama. Abadala nabasha beyiphatha kabi. Akukho lutho olunye enizokubona enizokuthola ngaphandle kukalaka likaNkulunkulu ozokwehlela phezu kwenu eniyiphatha kabi.
What is Greece today? Men forsook their being a proper husband, wives being proper wives, children, teens, and so all that happens upon a nation that becomes immoral is God's anger.
Izizwe eziningi ezazibusa umhlaba wonke jikelele ziphakeme zinamandla zawa zadilika. Ay amabhom, ay bam, ay mese, kodwa ukufebe ukuyiphatha kabi umuntu angazitubi azikhuze azigcine abe msulwa phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu.
The greatest empires that have been were all brought down low because of their inability to have self-control and to live pure sexual lives.
Many, many ancient powers, superpowers,
imibuso,
and thrones of greatness.
Imibuso emikhulu.
Kodwa lapho kwanda ukuziphatha kabi, babuyela phansi othulini.
But when they became immoral, they were brought down low into the dust.
Ukuba namhlanje laba ababizwa ngokuthi ama archaeologist abamba izinto, bahamba ngesipeto, bathola imizi phansi emhlabathini, yagqibeka amadilopho kuathunwa uNkulunkulu wabamboza ngomhlabathi.
And archaeologists are still digging up ancient cities today. They were buried. God buried them under the dust.
Singasaboni nokuthi idilopho belikuphi nendawo, limbozwa umhlabathi kuze kumbiwe kuthola izindlu zingcwatshiwe. Kusho ukuthi nina basha nani badala, uma nayiphetha phatha kabi anindawo noma kukhulunywa ngenkululeko ngekusasa eliqhakazayo, amanga alihlaza anindawo, likhwandela nyova njengenkuku eyikhwandela nyova.
Till they disappeared, and even the trace of some of those cities disappeared, and they're only digging them up now. Even if you have promises told to you, you will be free, you're going to have a bright future. Without purity, you are getting nowhere.
Geke balbone bazo bazo zimbele umgodi.
I tell this to the powers that be, but they don't want to listen. They are always optimistic about a bright future without God, but in fact what they're doing is digging their own grave.
Buka namhlanje,
just look,
iAfrika eliyishiningizimu neAfrika elichakazayo. Kodwa kuphela nogesi. Kuphela ugesi. Ngezinye ikhathi kungabikho nogesi. Nithini ngalokho?
Look, even in our new South Africa, the things that are happening, look at the load shedding. The electricity stops for long stretches.
Kungani namhlanje kuze kuphele namanzi.
Water stopping.
Kuphela amanzi.
Even water.
Abantu abanamatoilethi akhala manzi aseko asevuli valiwe akseko namanzi.
People want to flush toilets.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu sasiqinile khona la ekhaya ngamanzi, kodwa kukhona indawo eyiningi eziseduzana la kungekho khona namanzi. Uthi uye toileti ikho toileti liphiwe.
They've locked the toilets.
Nimkhiphe nasekoleni, nimkhiphe naseparlamente, nimkhiphe noyibonela endohlangana nakho, nizobona ikusasa ukuthi liyoba nhloboni, sibone ukuthi nizodlani. Ngisho namaveji nokudla nombila konke kuyakhuphuka. Ungaya esitolo uthenge namhlanje, ngesonto elizayo uma usungena khona sekubiza kakhulu. Uzothola aphi imali? Nomsebenzi awukho. Siyaphi? Asinawo yini amehlo ukubona? Asimuzwa yini uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nathi? Asizwa ngendlebe zethu uNkulunkulu esibonisa ekhuluma nathi ukuthi hayibo ayilungile leyo ndlela.
No water to flush toilets. Even around us, close by here to the mission, there are towns now which don't have water anymore. It's restricted. We, thankfully, to the Lord, we have plenty of water here. Don't you see for yourselves what happens to a nation? Look at the unemployment. Look at the starvation that is coming, and that the things that happen when a nation forsakes God.
Buka iSodom neGomora. Lazelana uNkulunkulu ayilethe imvula yomlilo nesibhabhulo. Basha bonke kwasindulothi nje namadodakazi akhe umabili. Ungakhe waphenduka waba yinsika kaSawuli. Bebulawa yini ukuba nesimile sonakeleyo? Umuntu angakhanukeli nje owesifazane, kodwa umfana umfana. Kwanda ukugqingili nokuthi umuntu abe yisitabane. Ngisho nentombazana isuke ihlangane nentombazane okuphambene nemvelo.
Look at what happened, the wrath of God that rained down fire upon Sodom and Gomorrah. Only Lot and his two daughters were saved. Even his wife turned into a pillar of salt.
Kodwa namhla ohulumeni sebevothela ubugqingili. But hayi, ungakhulumi, ungasoli, ukhuluma okuphambene nalokho. Kuhle, kuthando, uthando. Abafana namantombazana ayathandana. Hayi uthando. Hayi ulove. Ulust. Kuthi hayi uthando. Kodwa inkanuko yenyama. Abadedele. Kodwa bazombona uNkulunkulu bamqonde ukuthi ungubani.
Homosexuality was rampant in those cities that were destroyed. Governments don't learn, and so they have blessed homosexuality. They say it's just love. No, it's not love. It is lust.
KuNomeri 32 verse 23, uNkulunkulu uthi kwenzeni kodwa yazini lokhu ukuthi isono senu siyakunifica. Isono senu siyakunifica. Noma uwe, noma uhulumeni, noma ubani, noma siphi isizwe, noma iMelika, noma muphi umhlaba, uma bevumela lokho, baphambana noNkulunkulu ongcwele ngcwele, baphambana nezwi likaNkulunkulu, baphambana neBhayibheli.
Numbers 32:23, it says that if you do these things, be sure your sin will find you out. No matter what nation, even America, if they allow these things, bless these things like homosexuality, they are setting themselves in antagonism to God, and they will reap the consequences.
Inkanuko zenyama ukuyiphatha kabi kwisono esidlula zonke izono emhlabeni.
The lusts of the flesh have overtaken all other sins in this world.
Sensuality is the greatest sin of all ages. It's the sin God hates. UNkulunkulu uyakuzonda. NingiZimu neAfrika aliphaphame neAfrika nomhlaba wonke jikelele. UNkulunkulu uyakuzonda lokho. Akakubusisi wehlisa intukuthelo yakhe nolaka lwakhe njengoba ebhubhisa iSodom neGomora.
South Africa, wake up. All nations, wake up, for these things will happen to you. God's destruction will come as it came upon Sodom and Gomorrah.
Umlando wonke ufakazela lokho.
All of history testifies to that.
Ngisho nasekoleni.
And in schools.
Sokuyadedelwa, sokuyafundiswa ukuthi akulutho. Sebenzisa ikondom kuphelile.
Immorality is promoted, and so they're distributing condoms. They say, that's fine, you'll be safe.
Ngisho ema university.
And universities.
College.
Colleges.
Kungena intombi emsulwa. Akuthatha isikhathi siphalahlekelwa ubumsulwa bayo. Ngabo opholofese. Abayizifebe. Befundisa namanyala.
Girls might go in virgin, but they lose their purity, even from the lecturers, the professors who teach them filth. Bad books, literature with smut, pornography. But don't say that I didn't warn you.
Ngiyabonga ngoba le ntshumayelo ayikho la kuphela kithina noma ekwezini ihamba umhlaba wonke jikelele.
I'm thankful.
Abezwe iqiniso likaNkulunkulu kusesikhathi somusa.
I'm thankful this service is heard not just here in the auditorium and over Radio Kwezi, but to the whole world, streaming audio. Let them hear. Even little children in primary school are being taught smut and filth.
Ngiyadabukela nina eningenazi ikole ezisile ngoba zifunda wonke amanyala.
Teaching all
kwathola nina bazali.
Sorts of sexuality is normal, and so I'm sorry for you who don't have good schools to send your children to.
Ngondo zabasha zengane ziyonakala.
Besmirching the minds of little children.
Bukani la iningizimu Afrika ukuthi sekunjani. Bukani ezikoleni. Kubukani kwabantu bebulalana, bezondana, bephelelwa umsebenzi.
Look at
isibusiso leso. Abusona isibusiso isiqalekiso.
The murder rate, the hatred. Look at the unemployment. These things that are happening are not blessings but curses. We are made by
God.
We are made by God. Yes, He did create our bodies. But this body, the flesh, must be self-controlled. It must be
disciplined.
Fire is good, and fire is needed to cook and to warm yourself in winter. But if you just scatter fire brands everywhere, all the houses will come down.
Indoda, adale nowesifazane uNkulunkulu, ubenze ukuthi kushadwe, kube umbhede ongenaqala, kodwa hayi ukufebe.
fire is to be in the right place. So God made marriage, man and woman, husband and wife, and not to be immoral. In America, there was a man who got married. In America, there was a man who got married to a woman not knowing she was immoral. They got divorced. It was found, the court found against the wife, and the husband was granted custody of the children. He went far away with his family and his son in a very rural area. He didn't want his boy to see girls. For his wife had been immoral, like the one that I'd said, there's nothing as depraved as an immoral woman. He grew up on the farm, never knowing a girl.
And
one day the father said to his son, look, I'm going to spoil you. I want to take you to the city. I want you to see
the
beautiful architecture and the skyscrapers. And as they walked down the road, three girls approached, and the boy asked, Father, what are those things? First time he had seen girls. He said, boy, those are just geese.
What rule?
And they passed on. And after they'd seen all the wonderful sights in the city, when they arrived home, the father said to him that night, son, what impressed you more than anything else? He had thought, his son will speak about the skyscrapers or the tube, the underground tube train or the shopping malls or something like that. And the boy said, Father, the geese. Said the geese. God made it. God made man and woman, but he did not create us for filth.
What is alani nande?
He even said reproduce. He said reproduce and increase. But by that, not implying that it's freedom and liberty to be sexually immoral, to mess around.
Uyini ukuba mina ngibe nalesi sibongo? Utate wethu abe naleso sibongo. Nalo ube naleso sibongo. Khona la eGoli bengishumayele ebandleni elimhlophe. Umfundisi wathi unomndeni ebandleni. Lapho ingane zinebongo eyintathu ezihlukeneyo. Abamhlophe belu.
But only
ngoba nabamhlophe bashila isikhundla leso sikaNkulunkulu sokuyiphatha kahle babengwele bayizidakwa namhlanje bayizifebe baziphethe kabi.
Only within the bounds of marriage. And now you find illegitimate children. I was in a church preaching up in Joburg. It was a white church. And the minister there spoke about children who have three different surnames of one mother because of the immorality. The white nation has fallen. They wallow in filth.
In a blanke gemeente in Johannesburg. Enkie gemeente.
Pego se banden laba namapuno.
Yen mudar. Drie kinders gehad het. Elke kind met haar ander van. En die kinders kon dit nie verstaan nie. Hoekom het hierdie, met my broer, my boete hierdie van? Hoekom met my sissie hierdie van? Wat het van ons geword?
Sissie hier nie namhlanje.
Uthethu wathi uma owesilisa ebuka owesifazane amkhanuke usephingile naye usefebile naye ngokumbuka nje ngokumkhanukela.
Jesus said, if a man looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed adultery in his heart.
Kanjalo ke nani besifazane uma nibona owesilisa nibona indoda nimkhanukele senphingile naye.
The same is true for girls.
Bukani izifo ezikhona namhlanje uNkulunkulu asebenze ishampoke sakhe.
And these diseases are a result of sinful lifestyles now in South Africa.
Ngikhumbula ngiseyingane ngani bekhona izifo mhlambe ezihlanu.
When I was a child, there were only four or five diseases that were well known.
Syphilis, gonorrhea. Zona,
those were part of the five.
Kodwa namhlanje ngaphezu kwamashumi amahlanu, ngaphezu kwalokho, nakho so HIV. UNkulunkulu wehlisa ulaka lwakhe phezu kwabantu.
And so today, though, there are over 50 different sexually transmitted diseases. It happens to people who do not listen to his
word.
When you are immoral, you're destroying yourself, your own body.
Ngoba izizwe sengitshelile ukuthi izizwe ezaziphakeme zinamandla zinodumo zaqedwa zaphela ngabantu abayiphethe kabi.
I've told you of nations and great empires who were so high up and over the whole world. But today they are demolished, they are finished because of immorality.
The best trained armies and soldiers, penile.
In some places where the military are 90% infected with HIV,
they've been ruined physically, mentally, morally, spiritually. Kenga yokuyi patakabi. Kenga yokuyi patakabi. Kenga yokuyi patakabi.
Because of sexual promiscuity, because of immorality.
Ayikinjeni njela ngaphandle kwenzela kaNkulunkulu.
There is no other way
yepipe.
But God's way.
Ayikho enye indlela. Yizwani mazulu. Nani and qhamuke Eastern Cape noma ningamabhunu noma ningamangisi noma ningamakhalathi noma ningamandiya noma ungaba yiJalmani noma siphi sizwe uma sihluleka ukuyiphatha kahle uNkulunkulu usibaqabula ngesihlambokwe sakhe.
Only the Bible way has life, and you need to take note of this, nation of Zulus, whether you are from the Eastern Cape, Indians, coloreds, whites, Afrikaans, English, no matter what nation you come from, God deals out punishment for those who are sexually promiscuous.
Niqophe nase ngondweni zethu zenu nikhumbule noma nibuyela eSodom neGomora noma niye ekoleni ezonakeleyo nibenothisha abangalungile abanganifundisi ngobungcwele mayekini kusasa alikho uma kuthiwa khona isasa ikusasa elikhakazayo uyakhakaza umhlaba siphelelwa amanzi siphelelwa ugesi siphelelwa izinto nokudla size sokulanda phesheya yaqala nga lokho la iningizimu ne-Afrika akaze kwenzeke ukuthi kula ukudla kulandwe phesheya. Sokhokangani ngobi randa lutho namhlanje liwili randa amadola nama euro opondwe hayi ukuthi upondwe bese kube amaranda mabili upondwe namhlanje cisho sokwamarandi angazi noma 20 yini.
May this be inscribed in your minds and hearts, even if you're going back to places and schools that are like Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember the consequences of sin. Look at what is happening. Even this is the first time that South Africa has had to import grain in our history. These are things happening.
Noma sehlangana nentombazana iyayibanjwe ekufebeni wathi ungabe usona. Sin no more.
Part from sin, and as we heard in the message earlier on,
noma ngaba ulaka, sin no more.
Regarding that adulterous woman where the Lord said, go and sin no more. Whether, or if you're troubled by a bad temper, go and sin no more.
Bese kuthiwa izono keke siphele emhlabeni. Sokona njalo. Sisho njalo ngoba singabantu bamademoni, abantu bakaSathane. Kodwa iBhayibheli alikusho lokhu. Lithi ngosuku lokwahlulelwa sohlulelwa yona le ncwadi.
Those that say, but sin will always be there and there's no way, no cure for it. That is demonic. The Bible speaks about the way out.
Angazi kodwa wathathena mazwi kaNkulunkulu niwafake emlonweni niwahlafune niwagwinye asebenze kinina.
Take the word of God and consume it. Let it work in you.
Noma ungaba umshumayeli noma ungamfundisi uNkulunkulu kuyizeleze lokhu kuye kuphela umfundisi ongayigcini uzolahlwa
Even if you're a preacher, but if you're immoral, you are no preacher at all. Your hell will be double.
Nani? Enithi siyaqala ukuzwa lokho. UJesu uthi ngabe ngcono ningekuzwanga. Kodwa manje njengokuba nizwile, ningagcini siyahlala isono senu.
But you who say, I've never heard this before, it's the first time. Well, the Lord Jesus says, now that you've heard this, it makes you accountable. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, grant that each one would wake up. The one who hasn't heard before would now hear properly. The one who's not repented would now repent and turn from sin. Live a life of purity, parting from their sins, living for you, O Lord.
Amen.
Amen.